How often do you take communion?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Churches follow various traditions when they take communion, the Lord's Supper. Some do it each week, some monthly, and some even annually. Whatever the frequency, they do it for the same basic purpose, to recall the death of Christ, which instituted the new covenant. God established the old covenant at Mount Sinai. It celebrated God's delivering ancient Israel from Egyptian slavery. The people failed to keep the terms of the old covenant, so God promised to establish a new one. He did this through the death of his Son, Jesus Christ. We read in Luke 22 that as Jesus approached the Last Supper before he died, he said to his disciples, "I have been eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now, I will not eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. He broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he took a cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." Paul added this, "Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." We should all remember our Lord's suffering in this way.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.